A friend shared with me, not too long ago, about an operation that her husband had undergone to correct a lifelong eye problem. While his procedure had gone well and the result was magnificent, afterward he was still experiencing himself as defective goods. Even though he looked beautiful and better than ever, he was still relating to himself as if nothing on the outside had changed at all. That's because nothing on the inside had changed at all. My friend's husband had always known himself to be broken. It is who he had become for himself. Somewhere long ago, somewhere deep down inside of himself, he made a decision that something was wrong and that he needed to be fixed. The thing is, you can fix yourself up on the outside all you want, but until you're willing to work from the inside out, until you can identify what's really running the show, no real difference will ever be made. Who you are for yourself, from the inside out, is how you will ultimately communicate with people about how to be with you. The way you experience yourself is the way that you will communicate to your world how to experience who you are. In other words, if you relate to yourself as if you're broken and in need of a fix, other people will inevitably relate to you that way too. Consider that. Stepping outside of who you've always known yourself to be could just be the beginning of discovering who you really are. I think that I have a beautiful smile. I really do. But it wasn't always that way. I was born with a genetic code that would dictate a snaggletooth smile. That was me, snags. And that was a great source of pain for me for a very long time. I endured the teasing into young adulthood because my mother was not able to afford the orthodontic treatments that were necessary to straighten out my pearly whites. One day, years ago, I'm on a date with a guy that I really like. It's Sunday brunch on a summer day, and we're having a wonderful time, I think. That is until he looks across the table and says, "You know, you could be really pretty if you just got your teeth fixed." Now, you really have to understand. You really have to get that it is now taking all the courage that I can muster up to get through the rest of this brunch without throwing up and falling apart. But I do get through the brunch, and I make it home, and then I fall apart. I am so crushed and embarrassed and determined with everything in me that I will never feel ashamed like this again. I'm in graduate school at the time, working my way through school, but I find a way to take a second job. I find the best orthodontist that I can afford, and within a year, I have the gorgeous smile that I've always dreamed I might have. Now, here's the thing, though. It wouldn't be until several years later, while sitting in a self-development course, that I would realize my reality. I realized that although I finally had a smile that danced every time I opened my mouth, and even though I was looking kind of pretty on the outside, on the inside, I was still old snags. I was still broken, and to me, I still needed to be fixed. I started to distinguish that because I had never dealt with what was going on inside. I'd been informing myself and consequently my world to relate to me as if I were not okay, exactly as I am and exactly as I am not. Imagine. Now, once I saw that, on the inside of me, I was still apologizing for having had crooked teeth, still cringing from that comment at brunch. I began to transform who I was for me. I began to relate to myself as awesome. And that was the beginning of an access to opportunity that I've never known. You see, until I had that revelation, I couldn't see that I had been the one that was in my own way of living a life that I love and having what it is that I want. But not anymore. Now when I check myself out, when I stop and look me over, no, I am not the same girl I used to know. Because on the inside, I am constantly transforming who I am for myself so that I can be all that I am in my world. And that is magnificent. And you? Are you walking around with some kind of baggage from your past? Is there an undistinguished conversation going on in your head about who you think you are? Are you communicating to yourself and then subsequently to others that there's something wrong with you and therefore limiting what's possible for you? Today, stop that. Today, take the limits off how the world can view you. Step outside of who you've always known yourself to be for the possibility of discovering who you really are. Today, realize that you are a marvelous creation, special and awesome and one of a kind. Go ahead. Alter that internal conversation and experience yourself as okay, exactly as you are and exactly as you are not. And then watch as the world around you alters to support the magnitude of who you really are.